If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello, nerds. Welcome back. We're talking Blake's Book Club, Chapter 17, Monsters Rising. You know, I keep doing this in my office, which is actually kind of nice. I get some privacy when I don't have the distraction of talking in the car. You know, it's actually not that bad. I like it. Anyway, we're talking Chapter 17, Monsters Rising. And I am so glad... So glad this was not used in the show. I like the idea of Claire and Brianna and Roger going to Loch Ness and relaxing in the sun, and after all of that hard research, and there's even this cute moment of being like, oh, like, wow, that's what the sun looks like, you know, and Roger kind of making fun of the two girls being like, oh, you guys wouldn't be really good researchers, would you? And I kind of feel that. Roger is a lot more of a person in the book than he is the show. And it's funny because, you know, since they don't use this in the show, I think they use their time trying to get Roger and Bree together on their own to give them some kind of uniform relationship. And I don't know. I don't know what works better. I did just say that Roger is a much more of a person in the book. He is. And it's because of those little things that are showing up, like, wow, you wouldn't be that good of a researcher. I only say that because, like Roger, I get lost. And going outside, eating, all those things, they don't matter to me when I'm in the middle of something. I get laser focused. Everything else in the world just disappears. I don't know if that's a history thing. I don't know if that's a researcher thing. I don't know if that's just a personality quirk that I have. But everything, when I'm in the middle of something, disappears. Until I'm done. And it needs to be done to perfection, right? So I relate to that. But I don't know what's better. Getting this kind of interaction with Roger, or sending Roger and Brie off to do their own thing and getting more of a relationship out of them. I don't think the show was very successful in creating a relationship for Roger and Brie. I actually still think they're struggling to do that to the degree that it needs to be done. Though season 5 was better than previous seasons. But on the other hand, the show just doesn't have enough time to dedicate this kind of story to Claire and Brianna and Roger just going off to Loch Ness and talking about why the Loch Ness monster is always a different monster, right? The show just doesn't have that time. So I'm glad that it wasn't, because... And, like, here's another thing, too. The show never delved into the monster at the Loch to begin with, right? Because there is that one scene, I think, if I remember correctly, in Outlander, where... Claire sees the monster, or she thinks she sees one or something, and in this chapter she deduces that there must be portals underneath the water at the Loch, and that's why it's always a different animal, or it's always a different subject or a different monster, because it's always different animals or monsters coming in from different times. And that's why it's sometimes there, sometimes not, sometimes different sizes, different looks. And it's a cute little, you know, segue, I suppose. It's a cute little in-story, in-universe explanation for the Loch Ness Monster.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.